This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Mother's Day, Memorial Day, Father's Day, Flag Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. I'm glad I'm a November baby. Otherwise, my birthday would get lost among all those celebrations.
Oh, but then you have Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and the coming winter solstice, and religious holidays to compete with.
Maybe I just have holiday fatigue. If we're always celebrating something, maybe there's nothing special anymore.
So, two questions. Can we have too many celebrations? And how does this relate to ethics?
Last question first. It's easy to think of ethics being someone wagging a finger and saying, "Don't do that." But ethics can also be discussed in a positive light. All we need to do is to ask how we can encourage people to do the very best that they can do.
And I think that celebrations help with that. Holidays encourage us to reflect about the focus of the day. So Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, and Labor Day should get us thinking about what it means to be a U.S. citizen. And wouldn't it be nice if on each of these national holidays, people stopped to think about citizenship?
How about spending part of each national holiday reading about American history or even reading a foreign newspaper to learn how others think about us?
That's interesting. Instead of thinking of American holidays as a reason to say, "My country, right or wrong," they give us a chance to ask what more we can do to help our country live up to its ideals.
Just like birthdays get us to reflect on our own lives, where we've been and where we'd like to be, national holidays can do the same.
What does active citizenship mean to you? Speak your truth at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.